broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7 o'clock, it's always fun here, except for the news.
Stand by for news.
I'm Chris Foster. There are now more than a million confirmed cases of the new coronavirus around the world, nearly a quarter of those in the United States. More than 1,500 people have died with the virus in New York City.
New York City EMT so overwhelmed with calls for help that some are facing a new rule. If someone's in cardiac arrest and you can't revive them in the field, don't bring them to the emergency room. The goal? To keep patients with little to no hope of being saved away from the hospital while limiting how much time EMTs are out on a call. The NYPD or medical examiner is then called to remove the body.
Fox's Todd Pyro. Dr. Deborah Birx on President Trump's coronavirus task force says about recommendations that people wear cloth masks to protect themselves.
We're trying to understand, do face coverings play a role in the general public? And I think it's very active discussion within the task force.
America's listening to Fox News.
No football, no baseball, gonster crazy, you know. No vodka or pasta, out of marijuana. Paper towels for my bowels, cause they were all sold
no
out.
No toilet paper.
Yeah, I've been quarantined. I'm losing my mind, don't you know. I've got Netflix and all the shows, but already binged them all. And no, I just can't stand the smell of Purell on my hands and all the vices I love my stupid governor has banned. This really sucks, don't you know?
No b-ball, shopping mall, kids driving me loco. Bad mood, yeah, the drama from my baby mama. How long, yo, will this go? Let me back to
tell you.
Wow. Harry ordered to get a job by Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
She wants to live her life, man. Oh,
welcome to McDonald's.
Well, he doesn't really have a skill that he can turn into a gig.
Well, he was a military guy. I'm sure he's resourceful. I mean, he would, you know, they were all, and I really respect that. They all did the military thing. Didn't he fly a helicopter?
Yeah, they got him here actually climbing into the seat of a plane. I don't know if that's a pose or if he was a qualified pilot.
He's a pilot.
But her dream life needs executive pay. He just doesn't have that skill set level. Mm-hmm. Very demanding young woman, apparently. That's what the Inquirer says. That is not the opinion of this show or me necessarily. I'm just here to spread the news.
I'm sure she's going to be a handful to live with.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so? I would say yes, based on everything I've learned. And if most people are just saying,
I don't care.
We got William B. on the line.
Good morning. Man, I can't believe it. Jay Exotic. I answered the phone when I called.
That's right. Jay Exotic.
Hey, Rich, I just wanted to tell you, man, you were right the other day. I watched a couple more episodes.
Yeah.
And just when you think it can't get any weirder.
Oh, my gosh. The first one, you know, it was mild. Second one was shocking. Third one was, oh, my God. And then it gets worse after that. It's just, wow.
Yeah, I think I watched up to four last night.
Okay, let me tell you. Let me tell you, you got some stuff.
You know, knowing you as I do, I think it would almost be funnier to watch you watching Tiger King with the faces that you're capable of making, William B. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my wife even, she's even watched a little bit of it with me, and I can't really say what she said to me last night. But
do you need the number for Delkin Tomlinson? That's all I need.
No. It, it was a line from the show when I can imagine. When he asked the young fella there, one of his husbands, if he watched porn.
I remember that.
It's weird. But I remembered something back years ago when I was driving on the road. There was a truck stop down in Louisiana, a town I never could really pronounce, Grosset or something like that. Grosseteete was the name of this town. There was a truck stop down there. He bred tigers. Mm-hmm. And there was somebody that was trying to, shut him down and all that. And it was her. I had forgotten about that.
Hmm. It was Carol?
And, of course, as I remember, this cat was pretty strange himself. And guess what? He had CDs. He was a singer.
Did he run for governor at any point? Have you seen that yet? Have you seen that part yet?
Hadn't seen that one yet.
Okay, he's going to run for governor, Joe Exoticus of Oklahoma.
Yeah, man.
Hey, William, we got to run, man. We are digging ourselves into a hole here at the top of the hour.
See you. All right, bye.
And the world cannot stop with random facts in the offing. Although I better get my butt in gear because I need to get a...
You ain't got you a convoluted intro?
Not one I'm really happy with. Not yet.
You better get yourself a convoluted intro.
Listening to Rich helps me.
Get your pecan up. Yeah,
that's right.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Seriously, if you are a qualified truck driver, the need is urgent. Yeah, I mean, they will hire you at Wiley Sanders. Warming trend continues today. We're starting off with jacket weather this morning, but that will wear off quickly, I think. Warming trend with a high of 78 to 80 today. Lots of sunshine mixed in with a few high clouds. If you liked yesterday, you'll love today. Not as chilly tonight. Overnight low 54. Tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Sunday, low to mid 80s. A sun and cloud mix. Really a gem of a weekend. Rain chances 10% both days. Not quite zero, but, not much of a chance at all. Risk of showers Monday, but a better chance towards Monday evening. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday night, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then maybe a big deal storm system somewhere around Good Friday or Easter weekend. It has my attention. Right now this morning, we have calm winds and clear skies. Alexander City 42, Prattville 45. It's 49 at Danley Field at 710.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Grocery stores remain incredibly crowded. If you have a pharmacy that's inside a grocery store, it's a nightmare with crowds and long lines and everything else. And yesterday, Larry Stevens was telling me about people that are being forced into mail order prescription fulfillment.
And who knows how long that would take, right?
Yeah, not only that, but you don't know who's on the other end. Isn't it better to see your pharmacist, have somebody right there to answer questions? This corona situation has created crisis for a lot of folks that can be easily solved by getting with Adams Drugs. First of all, you don't have to worry about giant crowds. Each individual shop has spaces right out in front. If you don't want to get out of the car, just call in and they'll bring it out to you. There doesn't have to be any contact because they can do a credit card. They can deliver to your home however you need it done. And it only takes modern technology but a few minutes to have everything transferred to the Adams Drugs location nearest you and get that personal service and people who have time for you. And you don't have to worry about dealing with big, packed parking lots, walking a mile and a half when all you need is to get a couple of prescriptions filled. So I urge you, if you've never tried them, try Adams Drugs. Been going on them 7-year customer now, and it's a move I've been very happy with since day one. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you. Your health is too important to do it by mail. 712, your local news, and then we're back with Random Facts. Pay close attention. We'll follow it with a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Lake Martin Community Hospital confirms it's treating six patients with COVID-19 from an Alexander City nursing home. Hospital officials say the patients from Chapman Healthcare Center are all in stable condition. The Alabama Department of Public Health is ramping up coronavirus testing across the state. Officials are setting up one-day drive-through testing clinics at the Bullock, Lowndes, and Tallapoosa County Health Departments. You must contact the health department ahead of time to set up an appointment. And Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left one man dead and another injured. The shooting happened Wednesday night at the intersection of Polk and Cherry Street. Police say they have not made any arrests. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this, because just like you, we have what it takes.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's April 3rd, the greatest day ever. On the 3rd of April, 1860, mail delivery service, the Pony Express, debuts. It would later give way to the much more flamboyant delivery service, the My Little Pony Express, that delivers hugs and friendships and rainbows all over the world. Have a great April 3rd, the greatest day ever.
And now,
a Gallup poll says the number one feature on the show is
random facts.
Gallup. I got it.
A little Gallup there.
I got it.
You got it.
Did you like it?
Devilishly clever.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens, did you know? Cool cats and kittens, did you know? The element cobalt gets its name from a trickster goblin of German folklore.
Okay.
That name is the kobold. When medieval miners discovered cobalt, they tried to smelt it, thinking it was silver. When they did that, it released toxic gases that they believed to be the goblin playing a trick on them. Hmm. And so it got its name cobalt.
Oh, I see.
Did you know that cobalt. Study found that wearing a tie can reduce blood flow to the brain.
Now, that I believe.
Yeah, men wearing ties and men without ties were scanned using MRIs to measure the blood flow to the head. Brains of tie wearers, on average, received 7.5% less blood flow than brains of those with no ties.
I believe that. 34 years every day. Wearing a tie.
Did you know of the Memphis Peabody Marching Ducks?
No. Oh, they're hotel ducks.
Every day at 11 a.m., they saunter down a red carpet to the hotel's water fountain. Mm-hmm. They hang out for 6 hours and then saunter back up to the rooftop. They've been doing this since 1940.
Wow.
And they also do it at their Orlando property, too.
Do they?
Yes. Okay.
I wonder if it just became a thing, like, we're going to open up another hotel in the Orlando area. Well, you better make sure you got some ducks there that are going to do that whole...
Are they prompted to do that, or is that a natural...
Well, I don't know how it started.
Probably at this point, it's a natural thing.
But everybody knows about it. If you go to the Peabody, everybody knows about the ducks.
Did you know that a sloth can hold its breath for 40 minutes underwater? That is longer than a dolphin.
If you look, let me just take you quickly to my Facebook page. That is Goose with a sloth from the zoo right there.
Oh,
and that
I see that sloth.
Well, click it, because I can't see it from... Oh, wait, that's a sloth?
Playing the role of the sloth is apparently some other type of creature. I do have a picture of her with a sloth.
That's not a sloth.
But she's cute, isn't she?
Oh, she is.
What is that, though? I want to see what that is.
So there's all kinds of weird things she's around there. Let me see if it says...
Maybe it is a sloth. I don't... It doesn't look like a sloth to me from this distance.
No. I mean, we know what a sloth looks like thanks to that ever-annoying commercial. Does the sloth come standard with the blonde and the... go to Jack Ingram. Don't have to worry about the sloth coming standard.
Did you know of the Bolton Strid? It is a narrow section of river in Yorkshire, England, that appears shallow and calm.
The Bolton what? I'm sorry.
The Bolton Strid, S-T-R-I-D.
Okay.
Like I said, narrow section of river.
Mm-hmm.
That appears shallow and calm, but it actually is a very deep and powerful river that flows vertically. In other words, there's a massive cave system under it.
And it flows up?
It flows, well, it pulls you down.
Mm.
It looks like it's very shallow.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like you could cross it.
Right.
But when you get in there, it's very deep, and the current pulls downward.
Wonderful.
Not out or anywhere else. It pulls down.
Good to know before I book that trip.
Yeah. Local legend says that none who have entered its waters have survived.
Oh, my gosh.
You can enter it on a boat. It's just don't go
in. Yeah, don't go swimming.
Yeah, don't go in the water. Did you know? I've done this before, but I'm doing it again just because I enjoy the movie. We were talking about Young Frankenstein anyway, but did you know The Elephant Man was produced by Mel Brooks?
No, I did not know that.
The David Lynch movie, The Elephant Man, was produced by Mel Brooks. He wanted his name intentionally left uncredited because he did not want to lead audiences to believe that the film was a comedy.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And that's commendable because, if it's Mel Brooks' name on it.
Right.
Right.
But,
I am not a comedian. I am an elephant.
No, I'm a human being.
I'm not an animal.
The best-selling book in Japan in 1985 turned out to be a strategy guide for Super Mario Brothers. That was the best-selling book in Japan for 1985.
Wow.
Ironically, at that time, I had a sponsor in South Florida, Mario Brothers Pizza, that was
really
totally not connected to the game, but their business went through the roof.
I was about to say, I bet it did fantastic.
It did. I think they're still open, if I'm not mistaken.
Did you know Rodney Dangerfield?
Get no respect.
No respect at all.
Wrote a romance novel.
No.
Called La Contessa.
Oh.
It features his own face on the cover. And he also narrates it himself.
Wow.
I have to look at this cover.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is the cover. Can you get a look at that?
Oh, man.
Oh, jeez. Good Lord.
It's basically him with a, ripped body.
Who was the guy that got hit in the face? Fabio.
Fabio,
he's not exactly Fabio on a...
You can listen to a sample, and I kind of want to, but I haven't. I tell you what, during a commercial break, I'll listen to the sample to make sure it's safe for airplay.
Okay. That's probably smart.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to make sure, and then we'll come back to that. Did you know the expression paint the town red, you know where that came from?
Paint the town red. I've heard this explained.
I've heard it, but I forgot.
It has actual historical origins. In 1837, the Marquis of Waterford led a group of friends on a night of drinking through the English town of Melton Mowbray. The mob literally painted a toll gate, the doors of several homes, a swan statue, all with red paint.
Okay.
From ye old John Lee paints at 34 Old Brick Boulevard in Lincolnshire.
Now, I have two left. You want to come back to those? Or you want to do them now?
No, we have to break.
All right.
Or I'll get yelled at by the boss who was you.
During the preview, I'm going to listen to this Rodney Dangerfield sample, and we might have that when we come back.
That'd be great. That'd be fine. Why don't you go ahead and...
Other random facts.
Okie dokie.
We're not quite in any quarantining going on here as of right now is self-imposed, but I'm putting in something on Facebook, 10 great movies that are more appealing during self-quarantine.
That's got to be Jaws right there.
That is Jaws. That's number one on the list.
Yeah.
And that's a movie I will watch every year or two.
I do.
You know?
I do.
I criticize it more the longer it's been around.
Well, okay,
Some of it's dumb.
But you know that line, the famous line we all know, we got to get a better boat. That was improvised. It was not written.
Let's talk about Kaiser Fine Furnishings. Okay. You know, yes, their showroom is shut down. That's a separate discussion. It's 60,000 square feet. And, man, they want to sell furniture, and there's ways to do it. First of all, they got a great Facebook page. You can go to that. Or call Stella, find out if you have a particular type of need. And we can use video and FaceTime and things like that, options like that at Kaiser. You don't have to lay any money out because you can do a Synchrony account at no interest to get something started if you're interested in a particular style of furniture. And you'll save money on taxes. The taxes you pay on any purchase at Kaiser are 8.25%. Visit Facebook. Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings on Facebook, and they will direct you on how to touch base with Stella or the staff. They're at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. They can arrange convenient curbside pickup for you and eliminate the risk that comes with contact. Kaiser, 50 years. Man, what a great business, what great value, and a super amazing staff to help you have the best possible furniture shopping experience. It is 724. We'll hit the traffic dungeon, then back with not only Jay Scott, maybe even some Rodney.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Well, good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch Traffic, here's your latest check on the highways. A little congestion, Northeast Boulevard, Wetumpka Highway to Ware's Ferry. Troy Highway, East South Boulevard, a little congestion there. Otherwise, light to moderate traffic around the city. I-65 and 85 looking good. Atlanta Highway, a little congestion at Madison Avenue into downtown, but not much. Overall, looking really good this morning. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Well, shop Reinhardt Toyota and get your new Toyota online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Stay safe and avoid the crowds. You can even Skype or FaceTime. All of that at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Is there a naturopath in the house?
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Just a warning, this next introduction is super convoluted expialidocious.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, a star is born. On April 3rd, 1958, the world welcomed little baby Alec Baldwin.
And now...
Oh boy, that blast really
wrecked him.
Here's
Random.
I didn't even know.
Come on, that was a big production.
That was good. It was good.
So
I always wanted to do that, too.
I previewed the Rodney Dangerfield.
Especially the Alec Baldwin. Right?
Yeah.
And it is hilarious.
Yeah.
But I cannot use it.
Okay.
It is too risque.
Okay.
He doesn't use any foul language.
It's just...
But the pictures he paints are not safe for radio.
I understand.
But it is hilarious.
Well, we've never done anything off-color.
And that was just the first... Yeah. That was just the first 5 minutes.
Yeah. We have to maintain our high virginal standards here on this show.
Here at NPR.
That's one thing that Alec Baldwin did very well was the NPR.
Oh, my gosh.
I used to think he was funny.
Sweaty balls.
Yeah, that one.
If you have a chance, look it up. It's called La Contessa.
Mm-hmm.
And you can listen to a sample of, I guess, wherever it's found, but... Give it a listen.
Okay.
Now, moving on. Did you know a bumblebee will stick up its middle leg if it is annoyed by your presence? This is a warning to back off. Otherwise, bumblebees are very docile to the point that you could usually handle one without any sort of negative consequence.
Here's my back off.
Yeah, right? I just kind of leave them alone. Let them do their things. Unless it's a wasp. I will kill a wasp.
Yeah.
A wasp gets
after
nothing
that,
from me.
After I was savaged by those beasts a few years ago, man, I take no chances with them. Sorry, you're going to get sprayed.
Yeah. No. Go away.
In fact, I've gotten very good. If I was a fighter pilot, man, I'd knock them out of the sky like crazy. Because I can lead, make them fly right into my stream. That didn't sound right.
No. And finally, did you know that there are 18 fictional characters who have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
18 fictional characters?
Yeah. Now, I've got a list of non-people who are on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. There's two corporate entities that are on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Can you guess any of them?
Disney?
Disneyland is one.
Oh.
General Motors is the other.
You're kidding.
Really?
I don't understand. In recognition of the vehicle's contribution to the film and television industry, having appeared in over 1,700 films and TV shows since 1952. Anyway, live-action animals. There's three of those. You can probably guess two at least.
Bambi?
No, live action animals.
Oh, live action animals.
Oh,
I know at least two of these. I'll give you one. It's called Strongheart. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
No.
Rin Tin Tin.
Oh.
See what he did there? He was trying to infer that we're so old we would know.
Well, you know Rin Tin Tin, and the other one's Lassie.
Lassie.
Lassie, Timmy's in the cave, stuck. Oh, and he's hurt. Oh, and you'll take us to him, Timmy. I mean, Lassie, good dog.
Now, as far as the fictional characters are concerned, Woody,
Rich Thomas's recreations of Lassie.
No, I love the interpretation of a dog bark. The translator. Woody Woodpecker is got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Winnie the Pooh, Tinkerbell, Snow White,
okay,
Snoopy, The Simpsons.
Snoopy sounded like Woody Woodpecker.
Don't. Yeah.
Yeah, you mean a second to catch up?
Yeah, I understand.
Shrek is on there, but I doubt you have that. Rugrats from Nickelodeon. The Muppets.
Oh, the Muppets should be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Muppets should be
there. The Munchkins from The Wizard of Oz.
Don't have any of them.
I know. Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse.
All right.
Along with the Muppets, Kermit the Frog has his own...
Kermit should.
Star on the Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
Godzilla.
You're kidding.
Has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
You are freaking kidding.
Donald Duck and Bugs Bunny.
Well, oh, sure.
Big Bird from Sesame Street. I'm going too fast. I'm sorry. Big Bird from Sesame Street and Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, well, if it was Christmas time, I could pop
right,
down.
You get through the...
I don't have it handy right now.
Those are the fictional characters, and those are your random facts.
I went to see the first live-action Chipmunk movie. It was a Big Brother. It took kids.
Oh, that's right. You were Big Brother. You were doing the kids thing.
I thought it was pretty well done.
That makes sense. That's good.
And how they got those chipmunks to do all the tricks in that thing was, it was mind-blowing.
You mean like talk?
Talk, do things in court, yeah. 7:33 is the time. Don Duncan's doing something really special. He's one of those, he's like, everybody that listens to this show, everybody that supports this show, everybody wants to do their bit to help out. And especially applaud and thank the first responders, the people on the front lines. And that includes the underappreciated. When we think first responders, of course, are heroic fire, police, and so forth. But in this particular instance with the coronavirus, grocery store workers, truck drivers, they're part of the solution. And we have gained an appreciation for them that was long overdue, to be quite frank. At Don Duncan, if you fall into any of those categories on the front lines of the fight against coronavirus, they'll give you a complete works for half price, 50% off. That includes the tire rotation. They do a safety inspection on brakes. They rotate the tires, oil change, the whole nine yards, check your fluids, vacuum out the car, 50% off. All you got to do is show an ID of any type that... state your affiliation, and they'll take great care of you. Same great service, as accommodating as any business possibly can be. Don Duncan with three locations. You can look them up on Facebook and get the phone numbers if you need to call ahead to make an arrangement to get your car serviced. They are open tomorrow as well. And I've got them on my Facebook wall. Just scroll down a little bit, and you'll find all three locations. Serving Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14, Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Don Duncan. Downtown at 408 Madison. At 7:35, here is today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
I think it's pretty recent enough that we should get an easy answer on this, but how many fictional characters have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Gotcha. That's a good one.
Now, we've, because of the circumstance, I know so many people who don't even know what day of the week it is with the screwy situation we're in. We've had to beat you over the head to get you to call for this. 272-9228. Please don't do that to us. It's very stressful. One of us could have a heart attack. 272-9228. We'll come back and find a winner right after we track traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Good morning. morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Latest look at the roads on the boulevard. We've got light to moderate traffic all around the city. I-65 and 85 moderate traffic through downtown. Atlanta Highway looking good. The 31's looking good as well. No accidents into us at this time. Buckle up. Drive carefully. Are you tired of that dead-end job? You can change it all right now. Go to TrentumState.edu and enroll. Trentum State, your new career and a brighter future just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Now, this is the kind of class participation we'd like to see here as we begin with Mike W.
Okay, 18.
That is correct, Mike.
Yes, that is right.
Right out of the gate, you got it.
Yep.
All right, hey, I want to add a comment.
Yeah.
Okay.
All the ducks at the Peabody that come into the lobby are all hens.
They're hens?
Yeah, there's too much boy and girl stuff going on when they add it to drink.
Oh.
Interesting. Yeah.
But there is a position there called the duck master, and he is in charge of all the ducks.
You did say duck master.
Yes.
Okay. Hang on. We've got a $10 food outlet gift certificate for you. Let's say hello to everybody else that might. You had a spare question or two? George,
good
morning.
I do have a...
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Here's a bonus question for you. In the movie The Elephant Man, there's a producer who didn't want his name on the credits because he just didn't want to for a certain reason. Who is the producer I'm talking about?
Mel Brooks.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely.
Good work. You're in the grand prize drawing. Let's see if John wants to do one. Hey, John.
Oh, hey. Hey. Enjoy the show very much.
Thank you.
I know somebody already got the answer.
Hey, John, what was the what was the number one selling book in Japan in 1985?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. I didn't get to the answer.
Oh, okay. That's right.
So that one teacher, that was
you
the
can.
Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
That is correct. You're in a grand prize tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Jay puts the random facts on his page. Let's say hello to Rodney. Rodney, he came up during random facts.
Yeah. Rodney did.
Yeah. I guess I got in too late, but at least I get into the drawing and found that two of my favorite characters in the Walk of Fame, Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck.
Yeah. I'm a Daffy Duck guy.
Take care.
Thank you.
He's the best.
Absolutely correct.
And you're welcome at 7:39.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
They are anxious to hire you. Our warming trend continues today. A little cool right now, but the cool is going to wear off quickly. I think today is going to be spectacular. High 78 to 80. And it's really nice to get out in the fresh air. I saw a lot of people walking in my neighborhood yesterday. Lots of sunshine mixed in with a few high clouds. Not as chilly tonight. Overnight low 54. Tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Sunday will be in the low to mid 80s. Rain chances are only 10% over the weekend. So basically, not quite zero, but as close as you can get. A sun and cloud mix both days. Risk of showers Monday. Yeah, a small risk, but a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday night, Tuesday into Wednesday, and then a big deal storm system coming up either Good Friday or sometime Easter weekend. It has my attention. Right now this morning, calm winds. It's 49 degrees at 7:41. Okay, so Plumbing by LukeWire is still ready to help you. You know, even during this crisis, that they're going to take care of all your River Region plumbing needs. All their techs take the highest care possible to keep your family safe. They make sure that their employees are healthy. They're not going to be running a temperature. They understand that plumbing is going to be a problem even during a worldwide pandemic. You know, I mean, you're still going to have to deal with plumbing issues, and they're ready to take care of you 24 hours a day. They never charge overtime. They do ask this. If you or anybody in your family has experienced any illness in your home, would you let the dispatcher know so that when they send out the technicians, they'll take extra care, you know, health precautions like All the technicians will be using gloves and hand sanitizers as precaution. So at Plumbing by Luke Wire, whether it's normal days, which will someday come back, folks, or a world crisis like we're in right now, they are ready to take care of your plumbing needs. 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
We have a full edition of Animal Stories coming up. Looks like we have a good conundrum lined up for next hour as well. Right now, it is 7:41.
Report. The markets will be reacting today to the March employment report. The report is not expected to include the full impact of the coronavirus shutdowns. The survey period ended March 12th. However, economists are expecting the unemployment rate to rise to 3.7%. Auto Nation has placed about 7,000 workers on unpaid leave, cut salaries, and imposed a hiring freeze. It's seeing significant declines in new and used car sales because of the coronavirus. Its sales declined about 50% in the last 2 weeks of March. American Airlines says it will suspend 25 summer seasonal flights until 2021. It will also suspend more than 60% of international capacity for the peak summer travel season. Southwest Airlines is offering cargo-only flights for the first time in its history. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at HealthIQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
Friday, it is Friday, it is Friday.
It is Friday, happy Friday, happy Friday.
Hey! Friday is the day when the week is done.
It is Friday, it is Friday, happy Friday.
Hey! Friday, it's my favorite day of the week.
It is Friday, it is Friday. Friday,
it is my day to relax.
It is Friday, happy Friday, now enjoy your weekend.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health is ramping up coronavirus testing across the state. Officials are setting up one-day drive-through testing clinics at the Bullock, Lowndes, and Tallapoosa County Health Departments. You must contact the health department ahead of time to set up an appointment. Lake Martin Community Hospital confirms it's treating six patients with COVID-19 from an Alexander City nursing home. Hospital officials say the patients from Chapman Healthcare Center are all in stable condition. And Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left one man dead and another injured. The shooting happened Wednesday night at the intersection of Polk and Cherry Street. Police say they have not made any arrests. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba. On News Talk 93.1 FM WACV, come with us as we safari through animal stories. True tales involving little beastesses from the wild kingdom. Wolfman, take us to the vocal.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Later on, we'll have a story about why wireless bra sales have doubled since the coronavirus lockdown. Jeez. Yeah, true.
You get that on the Wi-Fi?
It's our today's edition starts in an Idaho neighborhood where people gathered to watch an unusual police chase unfolding outside their homes. This happened when a moose ran through town.
Hot diggity!
Said the moose.
Frostbite falls.
Yeah, in Idaho, they probably do have a frostbite fall.
And what college did he go to? What's the matter, you?
Oh, what's the matter, you? I don't have that drop. I just have...
Hot diggity!
Anyway, Rexburg residents said they noticed police outside their homes Wednesday morning, and they looked out their windows to see the officers were chasing after a loose moose. The moose is loose, said the citizens. The Rexburg Police Department and Idaho Fish and Game conservation officers chased the moose through multiple neighborhoods until it was finally tranquilized, not put down, just tranquilized. Right behind a church about 11:30 in the morning. Fish and Game spokesman James Brower said the moose will be released after posting bond about 25 miles outside of town in the tranquil Green Canyon area just outside scenic Rexburg in Idaho. Oh.
We pull a rabbit out of my head, Rich.
Again?
Yeah.
Nothing up my sleeve.
Police in Ohio said they're investigating a reported robbery at a home, and they made an unexpected discovery. An alligator in a closet.
Well.
Playing the roaring alligator was our MGM lion, but...
Maybe he'll come out of the closet somewhere.
Well, that's the kind of the end of the story. Columbus police were called to an east side home about 3:45 this past Sunday on a report of a gun being pulled during an argument over the return of an Xbox gaming console. The department said officers are collecting evidence, conducting interviews when they found the alligator in the closet. The Ohio Department of Agriculture was called in, took custody of the two-year-old animal. Investigators said it's legal to own one in Ohio with the proper permits, but the home's residents did not have the proper paperwork. Imagine you took a peek in there and you thought, hey, nice luggage. And then it turns around. We are at 7:50 and coming right back.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Our quarantine's list is
number two.
It is 7:53. There's so many great memes, and we got to keep a sense of humor through this, as serious as the situation is. One of my favorites is
this cat here.
This large cat just kind of laying back saying, "We need to talk, Karen. Why are you in my house so much lately?"
The look on that cat's face with the arms out like that. I love that.
Yeah, a bunch of shares.
That's a good
things.
One. That's a good one.
Maybe that's why...
We need to talk.
Yeah. Like, I'll tolerate you to a certain point, but you've been around a little bit too much lately. Get any shares off our sneaky Easter Bunny? And we're starting a list. It begins with 10 movies recommended by entertainmentweekly.com that are even more appealing during self-quarantine. The other night, American Heroes Channel. When you name your channel American Heroes, you expect to see things about American heroes, bravery, stories, whatever. And it's 4 hours of end of the world.
End of the world. I saw that.
Planet X, alien invasion.
Just what you don't want to see during a world crisis is the end of the world marathon.
Yep. Not interested. We do have a conundrum, right? 754.
Yeah, we got a good one.
All right. Let me see if we have time to start that now, if we should wait till the next hour. We've got to save something. Yeah, we'll have to wait till after 8.
Okay.
Lots of movies have had their debuts postponed. When do you think movie theaters will reopen?
Well,
that could be even later than outdoor sports.
Yeah, I'm, first of all, number one on my list is baseball. When is baseball going to start? Then yeah. We'll start talking about other stuff like...
You know, I think I'm just projecting, because I study this all day long.
Yeah.
Based on what's happening, I would say it's highly unlikely that major market teams like New York, maybe even L.A., even play in their home parks this year.
Yeah.
Because it's that
bad. But there's other options. Like you even mentioned they could be at their spring training.
They could play at their spring facilities.
Which, you know, a lot fewer...
Which then creates a situation, you know, ball clubs depend on selling 30 or 40,000 seats
of course.
Night to pay these enormous salaries. But if they're playing their season, if the Mets, for example, are playing their season in Port St. Lucie, Florida, which has a 7,000-person capacity, that creates some financial
issues.
That's
a problem.
For them.
That's an issue.
None of the players are going to starve, this much we know.
No, but the players would also have to move out of that town that they live in.
This is true.
If they live in L.A. or they live in New York, they've got to move away from there if they're going to start doing a season, because if one of them gets exposed.
That's right. If somebody pointed it out, okay, so let's say they restart the season. COVID's not going to be completely gone. It's flattening the curve so we can resume life with new protocols. So one player tests positive on a team through some inadvertent contact or whatever, and then what happens? Do they have to quarantine the team for 2 weeks? How do they play a schedule?
That's the problem. One person on one team gets it.
Yeah.
It almost shuts down the entire season again, not just for that team, but for all of them, because what fairness is it that that team can't play?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if, let's say it goes away, and it goes away rather quickly, and by June, July, we're okay. Will it reemerge in the... We don't know. I mean, I'm just... It's a rhetorical question. Will it reemerge in the fall?
One reason why they're hoping to come up with a vaccine. Yeah, it could. So we don't go through... I mean, we're going to spend the rest of our lives hiding from this. That's not realistic.
No.
I think we're already on the border of unrealistic expectations from human beings.
As far as restrictions of our life?
Yeah. And again, the question it has to be asked, at what cost, you know, on the other side?
And the economy as well.
We already saw this week how horrific that's going to be. But the sooner we can get things back in gear, the faster that rebound will occur, because there's no reason for it not to.
I haven't looked at futures yet.
Futures were down, but only like 70 points last time I checked.
Oh, that's nothing.
Well, okay, now they're down 124 points.
Holy crap.
Stop checking.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, yesterday we thought we were going to see it go down 5,000 points because that unemployment.
Really thought that was going to,
second week in a row it went up when the news hit.
Rand McDonald teaches us a lot of fundamentals about stocks. And one of the things he says, they know what's coming, so they bake that into the pricing on the market. So nobody was surprised by that yesterday. The thing that got the market up was Trump's thing on the oil with Russia and Saudi Arabia. And where he's finding time to deal with that with all the other stuff going on,
I don't know.
Anyway, we are just a couple of minutes away from a fresh edition of Fox News to scare the crap out of you, and then we'll be right back.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. As we head towards 8 o'clock, we have a little congestion. Taylor Road from I-85 to Vaughan. The boulevard around the city, light to mostly moderate traffic. I-65 and 85 rolling the speed limit. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. We're still seeing a little bit of inbound traffic on the 31s as well. No accidents anywhere to report to you. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Shop and get your new Toyota online at Reinhart Toyota. Stay safe and avoid the crowds. You can even Skype or FaceTime. It's all at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation.